conquerors. Let me remind you of something powerful today. Your obstacles are not the end. They are the beginning. They are not roadblocks. They are redirections. They are not meant to bury you. They are meant to build you. We all face obstacles, financial setbacks, health scares, broken relationships, silent seasons, closed doors, unexpected loss, moments where it feels like the ground beneath you is crumbling. But here's the truth. God never wastes pain. Every detour, delay, disappointment, and difficulty is not just something to survive, it's something to grow from. God doesn't remove every obstacle because he knows that what's in you needs resistance to grow. Think about it. How do muscles get stronger? Resistance. How do trees develop deep roots? They grow against the wind. How do you grow into the woman or man God called you to be? By walking through seasons that stretch your faith, test your character, and force you to rely on God more than ever. You see, your obstacle is not your enemy. It may be your greatest opportunity. The obstacle is where God reveals your strength. You didn't know how much you can handle until life hit. You didn't know how you could keep going with a broken heart until you had no other choice. You didn't know how powerful your prayers were until prayer was all you had. God allows obstacles because they pull purpose out of you. The obstacle is where you learn obedience. Sometimes the roadblocks aren't God's protection. Sometimes the unanswered prayer is the greatest gift. Sometimes the delay is God's way of preparing you for what's ahead. In those seasons, don't ask, why me? Ask, what are you teaching me, Lord? Because inside every hardship is a hidden lesson. Inside every burden is a potential blessing. And behind every closed door is often a better one God is preparing. The obstacle teaches you to stop depending on your own strength. When your plans fall apart, God's plans are still intact. When your heart breaks, God's hands still hold you. When you don't see a way, he is the way. The obstacle becomes an opportunity to deepen your faith, to become more sensitive to his voice, to let go of your own will and surrender to his. That's not weakness, that's spiritual maturity. And let me say this too. Don't wait until the obstacle is gone to walk in your purpose. Don't wait until it's easy to believe. Don't wait until the pain stops to praise. The most powerful people are the ones who press forward in faith despite the obstacles. Your struggle may be the very platform God uses to bless others. Your storm may be the very testimony someone else is waiting on. Your endurance may be the light that shows someone else the way. Because here's the thing. If the enemy can't stop your calling, he'll try to distract you with difficulty. But the fact that you're still here, still breathing, still trying, still seeking God, that means the obstacles didn't win. You're still in position. You're still in process. And baby, you're still anointed. So instead of shrinking in the face of your obstacles, stand tall. Instead of complaining, get curious. What can I learn from this? How is God using me? What fruit is he growing in me through this pain? Let the obstacles push you closer to purpose. Let the resistance refine your identity. And let the closed doors point you towards the greater alignment. Because God is not trying to punish you. He's positioning you. He's setting you up for something greater than what you've lost. He's training you to carry the weight of the next blessing. He's preparing you to sustain the promise once it comes. And when you finally reach that place, When you're walking in what you once prayed for, you'll realize that the obstacle wasn't the enemy. It was the tool God used to make you strong. It was the fire he used to purify your heart. It was the journey that led you straight to your destiny. So don't curse the obstacle. Thank God for it. Because without it, you would have stayed small. Without it, you would have wouldn't have discovered your power. Without it, you might have missed the miracles growing in the middle of your mess. God is still writing your story. Don't stop at the obstacles. Keep turning the page. Your greatest opportunity is waiting, right on the other side of your obedience. This one was for you.